Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Abel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how your futures markets closed on this Wednesday afternoon, and we'll talk to Justin Lewis with KIS Futures about the news behind the numbers right after this.
We were number 901.
We were
8,014.
Right, 8,014.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. The Jacksons' land in Okmulgee County once bore the scars of an abandoned well site. Today, they host fishing parties for kids who have never experienced open green spaces and ponds brimming with fish. Their restoration was number 1,052. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Justin, how'd our futures markets do today?
Well, we were mixed today. We had the corn down anywhere from 1.5 to 7.75 cents. May corn was down 1.5 cents at 6.75. July corn was down 7 at 6.33. September corn was down 7.75 at 5.53 3/4. December corn was down 7.25 at 5.32. Soybeans were one of the bright spots here today. We had May soybeans up 15.5 at 14.79. July soybeans up 8.5 at 13.90 3/4. August soybeans unchanged at 13.29.5, and then SEP and November were lower. November was down 0.25 cents at 12.14 1/4. And then the wheat futures were mixed as well. We had Chicago wheat down and Kansas City wheat higher. Chicago July wheat was down 3 at 7.06. September was down 3.5, and December was down 3 even at 7.32 3/4. And then the Kansas City was just slightly higher here. We had July up 2.5 at 7.60 1/4. September up 1.25 at 7.70, and December Kansas City wheat up 1.25 at 7.87.5. And then some of the cotton information here, we had July cotton up 53 cents at 87.68, and the December's up 80 at 87.67. So overall, we were kind of mixed. Most of the trade is focused on a couple things. We have the Friday USDA report, which will be out Friday morning at 11 a.m., and then the weather and how much corn or soybeans are going to get planted over the next couple days. It looks like after this weekend, we're going to clear up through about May 22nd, and so the trade's really looking for most of the corn to get planted between now and the middle of the end of May. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And then we had an ethanol report this morning that the production, it's interesting to watch here. We have production staying pretty strong. It was a little bit lower than last week, but overall it's pretty strong, but yet our stocks keep getting lower. So that's a pretty good sign for the long-term use of ethanol. And really the price of corn. So it'll be interesting to see what we see there. And then the soybeans here, where we're still battling tight supplies in the old crop. We have processors having a hard time finding beans, and that's why we're seeing the old crop beans stay so lofty here with the May at 14.79. Doesn't look like that's going to have a quick fix until we get a new crop, which will be November. So looking forward there, it looks like we're going to stay pretty tight there on the soybeans. Upcoming tomorrow, we have the export sales report. Looks like wheat's going to be between, or they're expecting wheat to be 400,000 to 600,000 metric tons, corn between 400,000 and 800,000, and soybeans at 400,000 to 900,000. We've been experiencing a little bit of a drop off here in exports over the last couple of months due to the big South American crops on the world market. So not anything, looking for anything just really big there. And then the winter wheat production numbers and ending stock estimates for 2012-13, and then the new crop. Corn and soybeans this Friday will be the next big thing the trade is looking at.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Stegall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations and Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
Recapping a few of our numbers, May Kansas City wheat up 2 cents at 7.71 3/4. Chicago May wheat down 2 3/4 at 6.96 3/4. Chicago May corn down 1.5 at 6.75. And May soybeans up 15.5 at 14.79. That's your market wrap-up. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.